Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott Eckersley, my producer. Scott, we have talked an awful lot about young people and their involvement, and how sometimes we do not acknowledge how engaged they are. In this case, we are talking about a student-run camp for students, children, whose parents have cancer, and this is all college students putting this together. Want to welcome in Dan Bader from Camp Kesem. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Jack?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about that. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep, Camp Kesem, as in K-E-S-E-M.
All right. What does Kesem mean, and how did this get started?
Well, Kesem actually is Hebrew, and it's a Hebrew word for magic. And at Camp Kesem, we believe that Kesem means the ability to change a life, an agent of growth, unique power to transform kids into Camp Kesem campers, basically. And what we do at Camp Kesem is we work all year long to raise money and raise support to put on a one-week free summer camp for these kids to just relax and be away from the stresses of home and just be kids at camp.
Where did this idea start and how long ago?
It actually started in California about in year 2003, some graduates from a college in California, decided to start up a camp, and they found that it really was a great thing, that kids were getting a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. And they decided to spread it across the country. So around the country right now, many states have their own Camp Kesem, and Michigan now, this year, has two Camp Kesems, one at Michigan State and one at the University of Michigan.
Okay, so there are a couple of opportunities based on geography and mm-hmm. a couple of chances for students to get involved. How many students does it take to pull something like this off?
To pull something like this off, it really takes it takes a lot of support, really. Right now we have around 25 of us kind of leading the pack right now, trying to organize things. But really, the support that we get comes from all the students that we talk to about Camp Kesem and the students and the families that we get to support us. So throughout the year, it really is a joint effort, and we appreciate every bit of help we can get.
Would that number hold true in Ann Arbor as well? Are they similarly sized camps?
It is, yes. They have around, I think, 25-30 coordinators getting every kid and family together and supporting the whole cause.
All right. How long have you been involved with Camp Kesem, Dan?
This is my third year being involved with Camp Kesem.
All right. Can you describe the reaction or what you have seen with these kids who have come from incredibly stressful environments where have or had, past tense, a family member with cancer? And what does this camp do for them?
Well, it just amazes me every time I see it. Like, we start off camp, the kids come in, and they are a little nervous, so are we. We aren't sure really how things are going to go at the beginning, but as, like, the days go on and we get into, like, the first few camp songs we sing, kids are really making friends with other kids, and they're smiling, they're laughing, they're singing. It's a beautiful thing. They start talking to other children about the things that they're going through, what they're feeling. We have things called cabin chats where we sit down at the end of the day and we talk about our days, basically anything we want to talk about. Sometimes cancer comes up, sometimes it doesn't, but really the stress just dissolves throughout camp. And by the end of camp, everybody is just one big family and kids are just in pure joy, and so are we. It's an amazing thing.
All right, we're talking about kids ages 6 to 13. Dan, have you seen kids who enjoy this so much and know that they're going to go back to an environment that is close to a hell, who have not wanted to leave camp or have cried and said, how come my home can't be like this?
There have been a few who have I mean, it gets pretty emotional at the end of camp. And, I mean, we're there to provide support. And I think at the end of camp, they get a little stronger in their will to persevere, I guess, through their environment. And what they take home from camp is just a great experience. And they tell their parents about it. And I think the magic spreads not only at camp, but after camp, too, in the families.
All right. How many campers would you say for a week?
For a week, last year we had around 70 campers.
So how much does it cost to put this on?
For each camper, it usually costs around somewhere between $200 and $300 to send one kid to camp.
And where is it held?
And last year it was held at Camp Copenaconic in Fenton, Michigan. Mm-hmm. This year, Michigan State is holding its camp, Kesem, around Muskegon at a camp called Twin Pines. It's a YMCA camp.
All right. If someone wants more information, Camp Kesem, K-E-S-E-M, CampKesem.org. Does that work?
CampKesem.org. That's right. That's our website. And you can get to a link to find Michigan State's corner of that website there, too.
All right. Great. Well, we wish you luck with this. What are your dates?
Our camp dates?
Yes.
Our camp dates are going to be, we don't have a definite date set, but it's going to be one of the first 2 weeks in August.
Okay, so plenty of time for people to help if they'd like to contribute, or at least check this out. Go to Camp Kesem, KESEM.org for more information.